Madison Reedy is joining us for business. Hi, Madison.
They absolutely have. Hello, Lisa.
Manufacturing sector, not good news.
Yes, so the manufacturing sector is officially contracting. Forget slowing growth. We are now in decline in the manufacturing sector. So the performance of manufacturing index fell to a level of 48.2 in the month of July. Now, any measure in this index above 50 indicates expansion. This is obviously sub 50, so we are in negative territory here. Now, this is the first time the manufacturing sector has been at this level since 2012. Now, it's here again for a number of reasons, being that it's new orders that the manufacturing sector received, they fell off. Also, the manufacturing sector's hiring intentions, their plans to employ more staff, that has also dropped off. Their level of production is just keeping its head above water. It did have a little bit of growth, albeit less than before, and it's only going to get worse for manufacturers as well. Softer economic growth around the world, particularly in the United States and Australia, means that there's going to be less demand for their products. You may not know, but most manufacturers in this country actually make niche component parts for other manufacturers. So, for example, if the economy in somewhere like Germany is contracting, which as of this week it officially is, the numbers say, then their consumers are going to be buying less, possibly buying less things like cars. That means, say, the Volkswagen factory won't be making as many vehicles, their machines won't be turning, they won't need to replace the cogs in their machines. New Zealand makes those cogs. The political opposition did take this one in their stride today too. National's finance spokesperson Paul Goldsmith says when Labour, New Zealand First and the Greens were in opposition, they declared a manufacturing crisis. The reality is that confidence in manufacturing is now much worse and the PMI is lower now than it was then. So Mr. Goldsmith really rubbing some salt in this economic wound today.
Interesting, but somebody's still buying Sky TV. So what have they purchased?
They have purchased an Ireland-based rugby streaming website called Rugby Pass. It does have a website in New Zealand and a headquarters here too. It wasn't cheap though. Sky Network Television paid $40 million United States dollars for Rugby Pass, and that is converted to New Zealand dollars, just over $62 million bucks there. I should say though that they are paying for this in a mixture of cash and shares, so it's not all just a wad of cash for this one. They're buying it off the private equity firm Cooper and Co. Now, this will make Sky Television New Zealand not just a Kiwi-based company, but also a multinational firm in effect, because Rugby Pass actually has the rights to broadcast Super Rugby and the Rugby Championship in 62 countries around the world, mostly in Asia, Europe, and in Australia. Now, this purchase, even though it is very large, it is in line with Sky's new strategy under their new chief executive, Martin Stewart, to double down on sport. In fact, this week they actually launched their new sport streaming app called Sky Sport Now, and that's going to get its first run for its money this weekend with their second Bledisloe Cup game that I'll be watching, but you probably won't be, Lisa.
We're going to talk more about that later in the show then, but let's do a quick pre-weekend skip around the markets. What
have you got? The NZX Top 50 index closed down 0.5%, so that's a fall of 49 points tonight to close at 10,655. The New Zealand dollar, that's buying at 64.4 US cents, 94.8 to the Australian and 53.2 British pence. We're down against all of our major trading partners this evening because of that manufacturing result.
Thanks, Madison. Madison Reedy with our business wrap.